This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. In the headlines, Senator Nicholls nominated to contest the St. Thomas seat for the BLP in the next general election. Government moves to boost community lighting and sports to curb crime. The BDF Field Hospital delivers critical support in storm-hit Jamaica. And Barvin backs school vendor inspections, says children's health comes first. Good morning. I'm Carol Toppin. Senator Gregory Nicholls will carry the Barbados Labour Party's banner in St. Thomas at the next general election. He won last night's nomination decisively at the Lester Vaughan Secondary School, securing 112 votes. Dr. William Chandler received 23, while attorney Anderson Yearwood got 16. Addressing a packed hall after the results, Nicholls says the win was personally significant and paid tribute to retiring St. Thomas MP Cynthia Ford for her years of service.
When I joined the party 25 years ago, she was a senator, president of the branch, and welcomed me with open arms. And from that day till now, we have worked together for the betterment of the people of St. Thomas. I don't want to say to you, Cynthia, your election in 2001 still resonates with me because the Labour Party made a strong statement that a seat like St. Thomas could be given to a person who was the hardest working member of the Barbados Labour Party. Her status and station was not the determining factor in your elevation to that seat. And we mounted that campaign in 2001 and every campaign since then. And I want to salute you tonight. Cynthia, you don't know, but we already have a plan to honour you.
Newly elected St. Thomas BLP candidate Senator Gregory Nicholls and Member of Parliament for St. Thomas, Cynthia Ford, urged Nicholls and those members present to remain humble and keep people at the forefront of their work.
Make sure, despite whatever level in society you have come from, poverty has been with most of us. There are very few of us in here who were born with a gold spoon in our mouth. But I want you to put your trust in Almighty God. I want you to show the respect, the love, the understanding, and everything else that should go with it in order for you to be able to succeed. It has nothing to do with color or class or creed. It has nothing to do with where you come from. Once you develop that attitude and that spirit to excel, you and your children to come will climb to the highest level. If I can do it out of poverty, you can do it too.
Member of Parliament for St. Thomas, Cynthia Ford. Government is stepping up efforts to equip every community with proper lighting and secure access to pavilions as part of a national push to engage young people and steer them away from crime. Minister of Youth and Sports Charles Griffith says construction has already begun at several playing fields island-wide, alongside long-term plans to expand coaching programs within communities.
Trigger Community Coaches Program. By that, I mean that we're looking for individuals from within the communities who are interested in a particular sport to come forward, and we're going to provide the requisite training that they can go back to the community and start as, you know, level one coach, if you want to call it that. And when we have that happening across the island, you have cricket, you have basketball, volleyball. There's some areas that there's no sports being played at all in terms of a structured level. And what government is doing is trying to complete the lighting of all of our playing fields. And then it would provide an opportunity for our youngsters to engage in sporting activities when they come from school or at weekends when there's more time.
Mr. Griffith also said that despite pushback from some quarters regarding the placement of a finals at Haynesville, government will continue to host major games at community fields.
It is a good thing that we have this particular finals being played here at Melbourne in the heart of Haynesville. We, as a nation, we can't cower away from the few idiots that are doing nonsense on the landscape. So we will continue as a sports council to put our finals within communities as far as possible because it is one of the ways to bring communities together. A classic example would have been the Prime Minister's Cup that was played at the community level and generated commerce for individuals who are playing their trade, selling fish cakes or different things at the location. So we will not back away from putting events within the community because we think that that is where you can find maybe a diamond in the rough. A youngster might come and see this cricket and say, look, I want to be part of this.
Minister of Youth and Sports, Charles Griffith. The Barbados Association of Retailers, Vendors, and Entrepreneurs is throwing its support behind the Ministry of Educational Transformation's plan to inspect the menus of vendors operating near schools. President Alistair Alexander says the initiative is a progressive step that puts health of children first. The move, recently announced by the Education Minister Chad Blackman, has drawn criticism from the Barbados Consumer Empowerment Network, or BCEN. But in a statement to Starcom Network News last evening, Barvin condemned BCEN's position and called for broad support for the ministry's nutrition policy.
It is irresponsible thinking to be cavalier or not to be concerned about the health of our school children. Why would an obviously intelligent person completely miss the constructive point of a policy that seeks to protect the health of our school children? The intention of the Ministry of Education to restructure the menu in and around schools to make our nation's children the healthiest they can only be laudable. And to attack the minister for wanting to rub shoulders with and hear school vendors directly doesn't make sense to Barvin, none at all. When ministers of government meet us where we are, that is democracy in action.
President of Barvin, Alistair Alexander. All political parties in Barbados are being warned to ensure their words match their actions or risk deepening voter apathy. Reverend Senator Dr. John Rogers issued the caution while addressing members of the Democratic Labour Party yesterday at the St. George Parish Church. During his sermon, Dr. Rogers said the public has taken careful note of inconsistencies from successive governments over the years, adding that meaningful change is critical if trust is to be restored.
As you go about your service in this country, congruence, always remember that. Make sure that your message is consistent. In that way, we would not have the problem where, as happened before, one member in the opposition condemned another one and said, the violence in this country is because this person needs to resign. But it so happened that there was an election and then that person became the person in that position and there was still violence. And then the one who was in the position before, you know, said, you know, that person needs to resign. No name, no blame. I'm just saying that for the layperson looking on these things, it comes as though it's a joke between an elite group rather than any serious and meaningful intention to bring about the metanoia, the transformation that is needed in the country. And so I implore you, continue in your mission. Make sure there's consistency in your message.
Reverend Senator Dr. John Rogers. Barbados' military medical team is playing a critical role in Jamaica's hurricane recovery, with the Barbados Defense Force Field Hospital in Savannah La Mar already providing much-needed medical relief to hard-hit communities in the West. Lieutenant Colonel J.W. David Clark, speaking to Starcom Network News from Jamaica last evening, says the operation faced some early challenges, but the team is now fully on track and treating those most in need.
The setup has gone reasonably well. We were a little delayed in actually getting the containers because the vessel took a longer route than we expected going via Cartagena to get to Jamaica. But the setup has gone well, especially with the support of the Engineer Regiment of the Jamaica Defense Force. Present, we have 56 volunteers in the theater of operation. This is at the Savannah La Mar Hospital compound in Westmoreland, Jamaica.
Colonel Clark spoke to the overall recovery effort in Jamaica and said from his point of view, there was still a long way to go for the country.
The recovery effort is slowly progressing. It's going to take a long time to actually rebuild the infrastructure in the western part of Jamaica. If you take into account that all the electricity poles, telephone poles have been decapitated or have been uprooted, and the infrastructure has to replace. The water system needs to be maintained and the quality and consistency of the water needs to be checked frequently. But I think the recovery is slowly progressing, but it will take a long time.
Lieutenant Colonel J.W. Clark of the Barbados Defense Force speaking with Starcom Network News from Jamaica. Recapping the headlines. Senator Gregory Nichols, nominated to contest the St. Thomas seat for the BLP in the next general election. Government moves to boost community lighting and sports to curb crime. BDF Field Hospital delivers critical support in storm-hit Jamaica. And Barvin's president, Alistair Alexander, backs school vendor inspection and says children's health comes first. And that was the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network. News at your fingertips. For breaking news, follow the Starcom Network News channel on WhatsApp. Also follow Starcom Network News on Instagram or our website at starcomnetwork.net for updates. More news coming your way at 8:30. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning.